Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, and I'm the creator and host of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. During the quarantine, I launched an Instagram live show called ZIGTV. This is one of my 150-plus interviews that I did during that time. Okay, our next guest, Jackie Friedland. Are you ready? Okay, she wrote This Is Not a Thing, which came out yesterday. Hold on one sec. This is her second book. Her first book. Hold on one second.
Yay, it worked.
Maybe one of these days. Oh my gosh, Jackie, how are you?
I'm here. It worked. I'm doing good.
Congratulations on your pub day yesterday. That's so exciting.
Thank you. It's been very crazy, like having pub day in quarantine, but it's been good. Yeah.
So what was it like? Give me like a quick run through.
Well, shockingly busy, which I would not have expected. I kept saying to my husband, so much internet, so little time. It was fabulous. I was getting phone calls. I was getting texts. I was, being posted by this friend and that friend and all of the authors. Oh my goodness. I can't even express, like, so overwhelmed by the outpouring, by this author community. And I was telling my children last night how years ago, when I told my mom I wanted to be a writer, she said to me, it's a very isolated job. You'll be alone all the time. And first of all, I don't mind being alone for long periods of time, which I was not in touch with back then. And the other thing is that there's this huge community, and I've made more contacts and friends as a writer than I ever did as a lawyer. So I have to, and I just, it all kind of came to a head yesterday when I was getting all these messages and posts and everything. So be writers.
That's so awesome. I have found that too. I mean, I'm obviously super new, only a couple of years that I've been doing this podcast and that I even like got into the scene where I met you and everything, but everyone is so nice and supportive. Right. And it's like,
I completely agree. It's like they're role models in their generosity. And I'm so thrilled that this is where I've landed in my career.
So tell everybody about your new book, which okay. I went to bed reading last night, and now I don't know what I did with it, but hold it up. Thank you.
Yeah. Although it's this like warped backwards mirror print, right? Anyway, here's my book. I love my cover. If you can't see, it has the New York City skyline on the bottom. The book, which is appropriate because almost the entire story takes place in New York City. I was saying to somebody yesterday that it's kind of a staycation. If you want to feel like you're walking the streets of Manhattan from your living room, you can do that with this book. And it's a story about the one who got away, who comes back. And it's about a young woman in Manhattan at the cusp of her career, and she's engaged, and her life is sort of, she's in this great place. And she goes out to celebrate her engagement, and the restaurant owner turns out to be none other than her first fiance, who broke her heart years before and then disappeared. And it's sort of about how it all shakes out, and she has to decide who she wants to be and how she wants to proceed as she sort of settles into her adult life.
Awesome. And also the first chapter, if you are feeling like you're missing restaurants, like your description of the restaurant was so great, like down to like the curtains and the fabrics and I literally was like, oh, I feel like I am out at some trendy, awesome new restaurant. This is amazing. So thank you.
Remember when we used to go to restaurants? I mean.
And even the fact that I know your protagonist was in college at the beginning, but the fact that like a new plan could start at 1 a.m, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, I can barely stay awake, just reading a book and like, everybody's out and about and your characters and everything. So
I had so much fun flashback scenes and remembering the hours we used to keep. Oh my goodness.
Right. Oh my gosh. Well, anyway, although one author I interviewed yesterday said they had stayed up until 2 a.m. because that's when the Audible released on pub day.
Oh my gosh.
They wanted to hear it. Who was that? Oh, I think it was Abby Jimenez yesterday. Anyway, whatever. So it's out in the world. Do you have any like anxiety about it or just excitement, or how do you feel? I mean, this is such a big deal. I know it's your second book and all, but still.
I'm excited about it. I love it so much that this is the first piece of writing that I really feel like I almost don't care if other people like it. I hope they do, but I'm so proud of it and I love it so much that I'm just really excited for people to read it. I feel like being inside this book is sort of being inside my head, and like, it's just, there are pieces of me on every single page. And I really, my heart and soul are all over this book. And so I'm just excited. And I mean, I do care if people like it. And I hope they do. I hope that it's as much fun for them to read as it was for me to write. I keep saying, I think this book is just, it's just fun. It's, you know, it's, there are sad things in it and complicated things to, that people have to deal with and emotions, but ultimately I think it's just a good time. So I hope other people have a good time with it.
I'm sure they will. How long did it take you to write?
Pretty quick. It was about 9 months start to finish. It was, I just had it inside me, and it was like, you know, my first book took me 10 years and this one, it was like, I put my fingers on the keyboard and it just fell out of me.
That's amazing. Did you have like, I just was wondering if you had a one that got away story in your life, or if any piece of this was based on anything personal.
So it's, I actually stole it from my mother, who has this crazy story from her young adulthood that she dated her high school sweetheart for years after high school. He was this like super popular guy with the red convertible and everybody loved him, and they were engaged. They were supposed to get married, and his parents died in a tragic accident. And it sort of, the ripple effects resulted in them ultimately breaking their engagement. And I sort of grew up hearing this story as sort of folklore every now and then. And I just have always kind of wondered about it. And then when I was getting my master's in creative writing, I incorporated it into a short story that I wrote. And the feedback that I got from the other people in the class was, it's so unrealistic that nothing like this would ever happen. And it was the one kernel of truth in the story. So then I was really fixated on it. And I sort of just came up with this. I took just the little seed, and all of the circumstances are changed, and the time, you know, the time period is different and the characters are different, but I took it and I played with it, and the whole rest of the story grew out of the sort of catastrophic breakup of an engagement.
Wow. So, I feel I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep cutting you off. Go ahead.
I just was going to add that I had expressed permission from my mother to steal this little seed and then let the rest of the story grow from it.
Well, good. I mean, if we're not allowed to steal our mother's stories, right?
Right.
I mean, we've stolen their entire lives. Like the last, you know, at least we can take a little anecdote for our books or something.
Right.
Well, having been through this, like, do you feel like, what would you tell the person who was doing the 10-year long version, like that you were doing for the aspiring authors? I'm sorry,
well,
I'm not.
I think there's value in taking time and, you know, not rushing yourself. And certainly my first book, I was learning on it. And also part of what took so long was that it was historical fiction. So much of the time spent was research, which was one of the things when I started writing this, that I was so excited about, oh, it's contemporary fiction, I won't have to do research. But I was so wrong. You know, one person gets a disease and boom, you're back, you're talking. But it's still easier to call up doctors on the phone than it is to go pouring through, you know, original documents, the library on the microfiche and all of that. And I wrote and rewrote that other book so many times. This one, I think there is a sweet spot where you know something's working if it just comes right out. But I don't think that that is to say that some projects don't take longer. I have other historical fiction stories I would like to tell, and I'm sort of putting those off because right now I just want to kind of produce, and I know those stories will take me longer.
Interesting. So are you working on another book now? Oh, I know you are, because it has like the best plot ever. Wait, tell everybody what it's about.
So I am working on another book. It's a case of surrogacy gone wrong. Where a woman who serves as a surrogate mother finds out 10 years after the fact that one of the children she gave away was actually her own biological child. And it's not quite finished yet, but I'm getting there. And quarantine and four children at home has definitely slowed me down, but I'm not giving up hope.
And how old are your kids again?
They are 15, 13, 11, and 9.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
no joke. Wow. Well, Jackie, I am like beyond impressed. The book, from what I haven't finished it, but from what I read, I loved it and it was so immersive and very cinematic. And I, you know, you just felt like it was total escapist fiction, which is just what everybody needs. So And I'm excited for this next one and all you have in store. So congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Pub Week and everything else.
Thank you so much for having me and letting me have my moment of human interaction today.
Me too. Aside from homeschool in the other room, it's like, right. Oh my gosh, math work. Ugh. Anyway, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, Jackie.
Thanks for listening to one of my ZIGTV episodes, which I launched with Authors Live during the quarantine. For more author interviews, you can listen to my podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books.